I've played the Raiders before, but you know, only the fourth time in this division rivalry, and there's a lot of pride between both teams. That's where our focus is. It's a tough place to play. It always has been. We've got great tradition there. It's always a tough place to play.
Denver Broncos have already wrapped up their third straight AFC West title, but they would like to be the number one seed overall in the AFC. New England's going to kick off simultaneously with Denver, so this is going to be a huge football game for them on Sunday. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined, as always, by Jim Plunkett. We talked about it earlier, but the season Peyton Manning is having, Jim, 51 touchdown passes, 5,211 yards. If he throws for 266 yards in this game, he will break Drew Brees and have all the single-season records, touchdowns and yards. You've played this position. You've watched quarterbacks for the last 40 or 50 years. Where do you put Peyton Manning on your list?
Oh, right at the top. The things he's accomplished over his career is really, truly incredible. I know the game has changed. It's certainly more of a passing league today than it was years ago. But still, you still have to get the ball to the receiver, and he does that quite well. He's very efficient. He's very accurate. He's a big play kind of guy. And the Broncos have five players, four receivers and a running back with 10 or more touchdowns, which is quite incredible. So they're an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, it really is. No Sean Moreno, the running back, is having a terrific year, over 1,000 yards rushing and 500 yards receiving. You mentioned the four targets: Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker. Wes Welker will not play Sunday. Right. The tight end, Julius Thomas, just a remarkable year. And their defense is also very good. Of course, the loss of Vaughn Miller will hurt them. He won't play the rest of the year. But it would certainly be satisfying for the Raiders to close out this year and beat the Denver Broncos and force them to be not the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, it certainly would be. The Broncos are going to come in here all fired up. They want to get that number one seed. But it's up to the Raiders to go out there and play well and make things happen, both offensively and defensively. And you know what? Yeah, as they say, anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, and hopefully that'll be the case for the Raiders.
So this is going to be a huge offseason for the Oakland Raiders organization 2014. They're going to have a lot of money to spend in free agency and all of their draft picks. So a huge offseason for Reggie McKenzie and Mark Davis as they proceed forward into 2014. So we are hoping they have a very happy new year, as well as you out there. For Jim Plunkett, Greg Papa, and the head coach, Dennis Allen, thanks for your time on the Silver and Black Show this year, the 2013 season. We will leave you with some of the best moments from the Raiders season.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.